Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, Tordwell's and Rascal Flatts. That was Until Grace. David Mann is with you, and joining me on the phone lines, we have Wes Huff, who is the Central Canada Director from Apologetics Canada. Wes, we want to talk evangelism, sharing the message of Jesus. One of the big barriers we often face is we don't want to come across too pushy. We don't want to turn people off. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I think our attitudes when we have conversations with others should come directly out of remembering that we are sharing something that we have found to be good. You know, Paul, when he writes to the church in Colossae, he commends the Christians there too, and he says, conduct yourselves with wisdom towards outsiders, making the most of the opportunities. And then he says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should answer everyone. Now, there are a few things you could apply to your question there that stand out when we read Paul's words. You know, he encourages us to conduct ourselves with wisdom and let our speech be gracious. He even says, you know, may know how to answer everyone, which I think says something, because he doesn't say answer every question. He specifically says, you know, you're talking to people. But there's this other part in there that he says, and uses this analogy of our speech being seasoned with salt. Salt, you know, David, has a lot of qualities to it. Salt seasons, salt preserves. It has antibacterial qualities. And it even has chemical properties that can change its environment. Think of, you know, we know up here in Canada very well, what happens when you put salt on ice during the winter. Mm. But salt also irritates. Think of getting salt water in a cut. You know, it stings, doesn't it? And I think what Paul is commending the church in Colossae, and also us about two millennia later, to do is to make sure that our conversations, particularly when we're interacting with, as he puts it, outsiders, to make sure our words are exhibiting all those qualities. Now, being irritating is a quality of salty speech. Remember, the gospel isn't always going to be a feel-good message, the good news to those who don't understand how good it is will sometimes even be a little bit against the grain. But if the only quality of salt you're exhibiting is irritation, then I think I would contend you're probably being salty in the wrong way. But remember that without the grace of God, we're all in the same boat. You know, as Luther put it, we're beggars telling other beggars where to find bread. And when we keep that in perspective, it might soften the edges of some harder conversations we might need to have and get ourselves into.